The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. In light of the story that I reported to you just before the break about the Judicial Council, which is the United Methodist highest court, ruling that most of the traditional plan is constitutional. Now, again, I don't get into the politics of the denominations. For me, it's just weird that they have to sit around and have a court determine whether something that is theological is constitutional or not. The determination should be, is it biblical? Now, I care about constitutions, but when it's a Christian denomination, it's the Bible that's important. We get wrapped up in human documents. Can I tell you a quick story? Years ago, when I was pastoring over in Westerville, we had, I think, semi-annual business meetings. And unfortunately, sometimes Baptist business meetings are, shall we say, infamous. And I had a guy in the church that was upset with just about everything. You know, he was upset with the color of the carpet, the windows. It was too, yeah, he was upset about everything. And, sadly, a lot of churches, they have their business meetings. People that haven't been there for like 3 years show up to the business meeting to raise a stink. They haven't been there. They haven't given any money. They haven't supported the church. But they heard they're going to talk about something important, so they show up, and they want to make their voice known. Well, it was one of those situations. So we were doing something a long time ago, but it was a somewhat major decision that we were making about the building or something. I don't know. And the officers of the church and myself were unanimous in proposing this to the church, said, this is what we believe we should do, and we want to vote on it. And this guy, who was not active in the church at all, not active in the church at all, rises to his feet and said, I want to challenge that. I said, okay, on what basis? It's unconstitutional. I said, well, okay, but I think it's biblical, and the leaders of the church have determined we're going to take a vote on it. The congregation is going to, but it's unconstitutional. He whips out the constitution of the church and begins waving it in the air, screaming at me, it's unconstitutional. And so I said, well, what part? And he said, section so-and-so, paragraph so-and-so. Okay, all right. So I read the Constitution, and I said, no, it's totally constitutional. I just read I read it to you. No, it's not. You're interpreting it wrong. And I'll never forget this. And I said, I hope kindly, I said, sir, I wrote the Constitution. Because it was true. My wife and I started the church, and I wrote the entire Constitution. Now, the church approved it, they voted on it, but I wrote the thing. I wrote every single word of it. And I said, it's not unconstitutional. I wrote it, and I know it's not unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. Okay, all right. I'll never forget that. Sometimes I have nightmares about those old business meetings. And the most dangerous people on planet Earth are carnal Christians. It's true. And that's why if you read the book of Joshua, I love to read the book of Joshua. I just finished it about a month ago. If you read the book of Joshua, the biggest threat, or not Joshua, Nehemiah, pardon me. Nehemiah, the building of the wall, not Joshua. Well, Joshua had the same problem. But with Nehemiah rebuilding the wall, the greatest problem was not the enemy on the outside. It was the enemy's inside. God's own people. Those were Nehemiah's greatest enemies. And the same is true of Joshua. God had no problem taking care of their external enemies. It was when God's own people became rebellious that the real problems. And that's true. Didn't mean to chase that rabbit. But anyway, in light of the Judicial Council's determination that most of the traditional plan, as approved by the General Conference back on February 24th in St. Louis, is indeed constitutional and will be enacted January 1st, 2020. Well, the liberals are bent out of shape and they're going to continue to fight. I wish I had the optimism of a guy named Tooley. His last name is Tooley. He is the head of, what is the organization he said? Of, oh my goodness. Mark Tooley, the Institute on Religion and Democracy. Mark Tooley is a conservative United Methodist, and he heads up the Institute on Religion and Democracy, which is a conservative group. He is predicting that the United Methodist Church is going to be fine. Headline, UMC's radicals will lose in denominational split. An Orthodox United Methodist says the denomination is heading toward a split over homosexuality, but predicts conservatives will outnumber liberals and win the day. He said, quote, "My forecast is that there will, in the end, be at least three Methodist denominations, the conservatives, the middle of the road, and the liberals, and they're going to split." And he believes the conservatives are going to win the day and win back the denomination. I hope and pray that he is right. I'm not sure that I share his optimism, because I know how powerful the liberals are in the United Methodist Church. Now, why do I even bring that up? Here's what's going to be the determining factor. Not the people in leadership, because it is clear that the leaders of the United Methodist Church in America are decidedly liberal. Yes, there are conservatives among them, but they are outnumbered. The liberals are in control of the seminaries and in the leadership of the United Methodist Church. They are. So then how would the conservatives win when people like you? And this is why I bring it up. I've said this before. We have a boatload of United Methodists listening to this program. There are a whole bunch of you listening right now. You're in a United Methodist Church. It's going to take your voice. You, the lay people, the people in the pew, are going to have to stand up and say, our denomination voted. Our denomination voted to adopt a traditional biblical stance on marriage, sexuality, ordination, etc. And we expect you, our local pastor and our bishop, we expect you to abide by the will of the denomination. And the conservative United Methodist pastors, and I have a boatload of those who listen because I hear from you. I get emails all the time from conservative United Methodist pastors who listen to this program on almost a regular basis. I want to encourage you, stand up and fight. And I do mean that. Fight. This is an issue of truth. This is an issue of biblical authority. It's not an issue of sexuality. It's an issue of biblical authority, biblical integrity. Stand up and fight. If the liberals want to leave, let them leave. Don't try to keep them. Let them leave. And by the way, if they want to keep the property, let them go. Don't be, you know, don't be like the PC USA. Hey, we don't care about the people. We just want the buildings. If the liberals in the United Methodist Church want to split from the denomination, fine, let them go. It'd be far better if they leave. And if they want to take their buildings, let them go. God will bless you who are standing for the truth. God will honor your church. God will honor your pastor. God will honor the leadership of your church if you stand up and say, we will not compromise on biblical truth, whether it's the issue of marriage, family, sexuality, or any other area. We are not going to compromise on biblical truth. Our denomination has voted. We expect our leaders to abide by the will of the people and the authority of the Word of God. So I just want to encourage those of you in the United Methodist Church, there is hope. Be encouraged, but stand up and fight. Don't be silent. Don't allow your church to be silent. And encourage your pastor. Let your pastor know that if he stands up for the truth, you are behind him 1,000%. You've got his back. Even if he has to go against his local leadership, his local bishop, you tell your pastor if he stands for the truth of the Word of God, you're on his side and you've got his back. Encourage him to do exactly that. If the pew will rise up and the conservative pastors will rise up, God will give you the victory. I'm praying for you. The United Methodist Church is at a crossroads. It's the same crossroads that the Southern Baptists were at in the late 60s and the early 70s. And the conservative Bible believers stood up and said, we are going to fight. We will go to war over the authority of Scripture. And they did. And guess what? They won. Same thing can happen in the United Methodist. And I pray sincerely for those of you in the denomination that are Bible believers, stand up and fight. Be encouraged. All right, we need to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Just a reminder of some of the very, very important things coming before the Supreme Court, both now and in the weeks ahead. One of the most important cases coming before the Supreme Court is this case of a funeral home up in Michigan. R.G. and G.R. Harris Funeral Homes, which is run by a gentleman by the name of Tom Rost. He is the grandson of the founders of R.G. and G.R. Harris Funeral Homes. Now, they've been around for a long, long time up there in Michigan, comforting families at the time of desperate need and grief. He says that his company, quote, attempts to create a transformational experience in order to help our clients, their families, and friends begin the healing process when they have lost a loved one. And because of that, this funeral home wants to make sure that the focus is on the family and friends of the deceased and not on the employees at the funeral home. Hello? How important is that? The focus, the attention should not be on the employee. The focus should be on the family and the friends. And because of that, They have, since they opened their doors many, many years ago, they have a simple dress code that almost every funeral home in America has. A dark suit and tie for men, a dark skirt or suit for women. That's it. Dark suit and tie for men, dark skirt or suit for women. It's a standard dress code, and it is designed to not draw attention to themselves, but to put all the attention upon the family. Well, everything has been fine until an employee about a year ago, who had been employed for 5 years at the nursing home, not nursing home, funeral home, been an employee for 5 years, had kept the dress code, all of a sudden announced to Tom Ross, the owner of the funeral home, that he was transitioning. He was feeling pretty. Now, he has not gone through sexual reassignment. He has not gone through the hormone treatment. He is just beginning the transformational process from being a man to a woman. So the only change, he wanted to start wearing a dress. He, the guy, biologically, anatomically, just beginning the transformation process. So you have a guy that is biologically and anatomically fully a man, but he wanted to wear a dress to the funeral home. The funeral director said, "You can't do that. That would draw attention to you. That's not what we're about. This funeral home is not about you. It's not about me. It's about our clients, our families that we're trying to minister to." And so they gave him every opportunity to reconsider. He says, "No, I'm going to start dressing in a dress like a woman." And they said, "We're sorry, we have to terminate you." Well, he sued, it's gone through the courts, and now it has come before the Supreme Court. And this is going to be a critical case that is going to determine whether employers of faith can actually have freedom of religion, freedom of expression. This is an extremely important case. We'll keep our eyes very, very close on this. It'll be several months before there is actually a verdict. I pray that the court rules with common sense and constitutionality.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.